This is a procedure recording for Mr. Dawson Smith, DAWSONSMITH. Date of service will be 9/5/2025. Date of birth is 7/12/1965. the patient the procedure that is being done is interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection with fluoroscopy, and number two is epidurogram. The patient went through the procedure in a traditional way. The records are as informed in the template. 5 cc of dexamethasone was given. Patient walked out in a stable vital signs. He was provided with the half cc of flumazenil to wake him up. Other than that, the procedure went uneventful. Epidurogram was obtained. The medical indications for the procedure are based on the history and physical finding and MRIs. The patient has had a consistent pain in the lower back with no radiation except to the buttock area. But he had some pain in the neck, which was stiff. The MRIs showed bulging disc of L3-4, L4-5, and L5-S1, compression of both L5 nerve roots, grade 1 anteriolisthesis and spondylolisthesis. Cervical spine MRI showed bulging disc of C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, and T6 and 7, as well as T1, T2, P2, 3. However, the patient reports that his pain is not present. He has no pain or motor weakness in the upper extremities or neck area. No pain. Only the lower back pain is concerning him. And so this injection is being done. This is a fifth injection in line. And because he has a spondylosis in the area, we have discussed with him the role of facet joint injection at the level of L5-S1. In addition, if the pain is not completely gone this time. Thank you.